What's up, guys? It's your girl Jackie Rowe, and you are front row with Jackie Rowe. Now, I know you guys all saw that Beanie Man and Bounty Killer clash. I mean, it was off the chain. That was epic. I mean, that was so fly. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, yo, that had to be one of the best entertainments that I have saw thus far. And so I just had to recap it just off of what I got thus far. I'm going to just like let you guys listen to just a recap because I haven't really done any podding lately. So I just wanted to come on a little bit and just, meanwhile, it's still in my blood and my adrenaline is still running 100. I just wanted to just go back to it and just relive that life. I keep looking at the videos over and over because I tried to tape every one of the sessions. And I was like, yo, I am so proud to be a Jamaican at this point. Because, you know, a lot of people don't think I'm Jamaican, but I am. So just listen real quick and just check this out because I just love it. You know, just love the whole thing. That was me, guys, live when it was going on. That was just a pause.
I'm not the seat, put down the boots, you know what?
So, you know, right, that was the killer right there. And I mean, like, that was epic, guys. Epic, so friggin' epic. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like, these niggas is just off the chain. Like, Jamaican DJs are so talented. I've always said that, you know what I mean? Like, not because I'm Jamaican, but yeah, you know what I mean? They are really so talented. Like, I know for a lot of people, everybody was Zooming. They had their Zoom parties. And, you know, I saw so many things after that, that people were just, you know, reminiscing back on certain cultures and the Jamaican dance hall days. You know what I mean? You know, all the clubs that used to be popping. Like, I'm always posting pictures of Love People. That was one of the most dangerous Caribbean clubs growing up in the 80s, and I lived in there like every goddamn Sunday. And then it was this other club called Village Hut, and then it was the Illusion, then it was the Biltmore Ballroom, then it was the Chris, then it was the Starlight Ballroom, then it was Kalaloo. It was just so much clubs, and the Caribbeans used to take over those whole clubs, you know what I mean? And everybody will come out dressed to the T just to celebrate, you know, and dance. And, you know, the DJs was Stone Love, it was Super Cat, and it was just so great. Those times were beautiful. And so for us to get that back, you know, that one time, you know what I mean, through this whole epidemic, I just think all the verses are really nice. I love them. Well, crazy, you know, Erykah Badu and Jill Scott. Jill Scott's my girl. I know everybody love Erykah. I love Erykah too. But, you know, everybody have their own favorites and their own preferences. And, you know, I love who I love. And just to just, you know, be able to be entertained with such a bad situation and with an epidemic that we're all in and we're facing right now, you know, that was so dope. It was really, really dope. So there's an interview that Barrington Levy did, you know what I mean? I want to play that for you guys too, so you guys can listen to it, because, you know, it sometimes, you know, we know who are our artists and entertainers, and, you know, if they're not always up and, you know, doing music and stuff, sometimes we forget. So some of these verses was a great opportunity to bring back some of our folks, you know, our real, you know, I would say music icons, you know what I mean? So it gave a platform for a lot of them to be seen again, which was really, really dope. And, you know, like I said, it takes certain things sometimes for people to remember who people are. And this was really a good time to just remember. I wish I could have, I mean, I got to start video, because maybe I'll start and I'll get maybe Beanie Man on my interview live on a podcast, and Bounty, you know what I mean? Like, I just got to set it up so we can be visual. But, you know, being that they're in Jamaica, it's kind of hard for them to get it, you know. But just listen to this interview. I thought it was very dope.
Caribbean Fever 107.5 WBLS Savage. We be rocking you the number one Caribbean show in the world. And we've got the one and only, the infamous, the doctor himself, Beanie Man. Beanie, how you doing?
Got hurt. Seriously?
Seriously? Hey, Beanie, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. Blessings, my rap.
Everything good with you?
That's right. Big head, big nose, big eye. Everybody cool and everybody there in Shanghai. Beanie on the radio, man, this and then the Shanghai, Jamaica with the... No boy can hang high. Anywhere go, some boy try to go try. Anywhere go, where the girls in love on it. That's right, leave it, play music, here I. Beanie on the radio, take over the Shanghai, Zaga.
Ah, Zaga. Listen, Beanie, so, I want to play some... I got to take a break, right? I gotta play about 3 minutes of murder, then we come back and we're gonna chop it up. Caribbean Fever. Caribbean Fever 107.5 W. We got Beanie Man on the line straight from Jamaica. We'll be right back after this. Caribbean Fever 107.5 WBLS. Beanie Man, you there now?
Yeah, God. Wagwan.
Wagwan, Beanie.
Yeah, I'm good, dog. I'm good. I'm here. I'm chilling.
I want the world to know, and I'm gonna say this, There are a few brothers. There are brothers that I have in dancehall and reggae, and this is one of my brothers in dancehall and reggae, right?
Yeah, buddy.
And you know, what? Before we get into it, Beanie Man, right?
Partner, you know that you're my partner from long time. You're my virgin, long time.
Long time. I remember the day when I went to Trenchtown to play soccer with the Marley Boys.
Yay.
And I wandered off. I went to play soccer with the Marley Boys in Trenchtown. And I wandered away. I don't know why I wandered. And I saw,
I didn't know where you went, though.
And I saw 15 guys coming up the road, and they were looking at me, and I was looking at them. And one of those
was in the art of jungle.
And one of those 15 guys were you.
You went to the art of jungle. That was the wrong place for you to be at.
The wrong place?
At the time when you... Yo, this is serious. And there was a war going on, and we were trying to bring peace to the community. That's the reason why you were there. Got it?
Yeah. And I went to play some soccer, but, you know, I scored one goal, and then Junior Gong... give me a salad, and I say, the hell with this soccer thing. Let me go for a walk.
Yeah.
But then I saw you in the streets, and you looked at me like I had 15 heads. He said, David, what is so-and-so you doing down here?
Okay, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. But listen, first let me say this to you. Bounty Killer is not with us right now, but I know that he's he couldn't be with us at this point in time. But let me say this to you and him. Congratulations on a splendiferous show. It was great. It was honorable. It was historic.
It was
so many things. And let me say this. I've known you for a long time. I've known Bounty Killer for a long time. I know your highs and I know your lows. I was there with you at Sting with Lang. And I know the highs and I know the lows of Bounty Killer and Beanie Man. And I was honored to say that I am part of the reggae and dancehall and Caribbean and Jamaican community, because I felt so honored, I felt so moved of how you and Bounty handled this whole situation.
It was classic, it was tasteful,
mm-hmm. It was everything that a person can say that was good about it. And I want to say to you, enough respect.
Yeah,
I'm
big up yourself.
Okay.
Thank you,
man. So let's get into everybody. I want you to know that we got Beanie Man on the line. He's calling direct from Jamaica. We got a lot to talk to him about, and he was nice enough to call me instead of me calling him. So I want to give the people a little bit more. I want to give the people a little bit more time to come in. So we're here. So Beanie, when did you get the call? About this versus with Bounty Killer? When did you get it?
I got a call like 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
My brother Blue called me and him tell me say Switch D.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him and say he need us to be in the versus. So from then I started watch the thing, you know.
Right.
I watch the Erykah Badu thing and watch the watch all of them. Watch even Ludacris.
Did you watch Babyface and Teddy Riley?
Yeah, that was wicked. That was one that I decided, we're going to do this thing. After I watched the Babyface thing, but then we wanted to do it Jamaican way, like our way, though, because, you know, me can't call Bounty from him, in life and him tell me about my life is crazy. We can't do that.
Right.
So, you know, we put up one studio together and then we find out who have the corona from, who not have the corona from, who not to be there from, who not supposed to
know where we're there.
So we invite our families and thing. It was a great thing. It was a beautiful show and I think it went out very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that everybody is saying that it was done very, very, very well. Now, let's get into it. Before we get into the clash itself, What was your mindset when the police, when we were watching, right? We were watching.
Oh, the police got him.
We were watching, right? We were watching. And the quote today is, you don't want to be, you don't want to be that man. You don't want to be that
guy. You don't want to be that guy, though. You don't want to be that guy. That is never you want to be that guy.
Uh-huh.
Why you want to be that guy? All right, the problem is somebody outside want getting to the venue.
Mm-hmm.
The venue is already filled with the amount of people that we need to be in there. So the capacity was there,
mm-hmm,
inside the venue. So he want to fight to get in there. So he get up and use things like, do you know who my father is? it was stupid. And then team secure to them was the cops, the police that came in there. So them come now, you know, the middle of the whole thing. And they call me, they're like, Beanie. So we have to face them.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Yeah, so I dealt with it. And that was that.
And that was that. Now, could you have gotten some repercussions from the government and Jamaicans as a whole that says, look, you're supposed to, everybody's supposed to wear their masks, everybody's supposed to wear their masks,
right,
and that everybody is supposed to be distancing 6 feet away, and you guys maybe were in a small environment where
it was a family thing.
Uh-huh.
It was a what? A family thing.
A family thing.
So if me have to wear a mask against my little baby and my woman, mm-hmm, and my kids,
mm-hmm,
and all of us are sick. We live in the same house.
Right.
So it was a family thing.
It was a family thing.
It was my family with Bunty's family, and yeah.
Okay. So let's. So what kind of preparation did you and Bunty do to get this thing going? Did you guys rehearse? Did you guys prepare?
For what?
Well, hey, you never know. I mean, it came off so beautifully. Some people are like, yo, this thing was done so exquisitely.
Stop, man. This is greatness. Stop it. We born with greatness. We don't have to wear nothing. We just play music.
Okay. Come on, Papa. So what was your mindset when you came to the place? When you came to the place, you were walking around, then you took off a jacket, then you put on a shirt, then you took back off the jacket.
Nah, I changed. The problem is I have on a full Gucci shirt.
Uh-huh.
Full Gucci suit. With a Turkey neck shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bunty Killer came in his Fender jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was going to be shining and I'm going to be shining. I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have that contrast.
You didn't want both of you to be shining?
No, I don't be the shining guy. I didn't want it.
Okay, so let's move into the song now. What I loved... You paid homage to your country by playing the song.
Yeah,
you did homage and you saluted. Bunty put his hand and you guys showed a lot of respect there. And I thought
he's one of our great producer.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost him like, you know, 3 days, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a serious thing. It's really hurting. Like right now, me talking about Bobby Digital dying right now is not really a good thing for my feeling right now.
Mm-hmm.
For all this happiness that we have to get back into this sadness, I don't think Bobby would want us to do that.
Right.
I think Bobby would want us to just be happy right through. Mm-hmm. So we are celebrating the life of Bobby Digital.
Right.
That's the reason why I play Mietti. Because that's my first number one song,
mm-hmm,
and it was produced by him.
And I had the pleasure of going to Bobby Digital's studio with Shabaranks and Specialists. So
yeah.
I was able to taste some of that magic. Then Shabba was on his high day and going to Bobby Digital's studio to get a lot of music done and being there with Specialists too.
Because Bobby was Shabba producer.
Yes. So once again, you know, we want to say our condolences to Bobby Digital, to all the music fraternity, all the producers fraternity, and to his family. Condolences from 107.5 WBLS.
He was one of our great producers. Now, for all the people who think about Shabaranks, don't even think about Shabaranks alone when it comes to Bobby Digital. Think about Garnet Silk.
Right.
People, mm-hmm, same thing about Sizzla, Black Woman and Child, that album, Bobby Diesel produced.
Think about Morgan Heritage. He inspired Morgan
Okay. Bobby Diesel is the producer.
Right.
Of all producers.
Okay, so let's get into the clash now, Beanie. So, clash has started. Bounty Killer says, you go first because you're the one that did the clash at Sting. You started in the clash. Did your mindset say, no, let Bounty go first or let me go first?
No, you see, the problem is it's not whether Bounty go first or not, because the problem is I didn't want to set up this clash like I am trying to dominate, because I have how many billboard songs, you know. It's not a domination clash.
Right.
This clash is showing the potential of Jamaican artists.
Right.
We can be together, clash together, you know, one side, each other, hug up each other, you know, chat the same lyrics. It's not like I am trying to execute Bounty Killer. It's not going to work.
Right.
It's so just for you to be friendly.
You have a lot of girl tune. You have a few bad boy tune, but a lot of girl tune. And Bounty Killer have a bad boy tune and a few girl tune.
Hey, stop. I didn't play Sim. I didn't play that.
Right.
I'll play some of the stuff for a lot of people that didn't catch it. You know what I mean? Because there was so much going on that, you know, a lot of people probably missed. So here's one of my favorites. So let's go back.
Hey, the Janet Jackson. I didn't play.
Go on there.
Baby, Cop. Baby, You Look Fine. Didn't play them songs.
Well,
because the reason why I wasn't trying to score points, I was trying to keep it original and authentic so people can dance. Bounty Killer fans can ball forward. My fans can ball forward.
Okay. So your concept was to make this entertaining, to let it be entertaining.
And then he keeps it the same way. Mm-hmm. Bounty Killer keep it the same way. So we never planned, me and Bounty never talk about this. He never planned to go, hey baby, he never planned to go this way. Me never planned to go Janet Jackson. Me never planned to go Sim Sima. We just planned to go play music and nice and make people entertain themselves. I didn't know that he got the same idea as I have. And then that's why it works so beautiful.
Great,
Mike. At the end, Bounty Killer was going, yellow, we're live, da 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 da. And then he played that
house. And then
he played that house music song. Were you shocked?
That's the problem. He played beat. Once you play a beat, then you're telling me to sing. I'm going to sing.
Yeah, so, okay, guys, I'm going to find that one that he was talking about, that techno one, was dope. I was like, okay, that was on some next level shit right there. You know, but they was just so very crafty and just, you know, just real. No, that wasn't that one right there. Hold on. Come on, we played that already. Okay, so. It was just so much. So, guys, you know, this was so dope. I mean, there's no other word to explain or express how this was so dope. I'm really trying to find the techno beat one. You know what I mean? Because that was phenomenal. But I'm going to play some so y'all can enjoy it anyway till I find it. Is it this one?
Few more songs, so me now play no 90 seconds. Me a cut the seconds there.
Yeah, cut the seconds.
No, listen me now, Beanie. On stage, we war. Our inner life, we power.
You can't play two songs.
No, listen, Beanie, I know two songs. And 90 seconds, me have to play one. Me a make one.
You can't play two songs in a one.
Beanie, you play about five songs. Listen, me play myself. Our special, this is no song then. This is a special.
Man,
this is out of
sanctity.
This is
your breaking the rules.
A sound clash them say, where you dub
that?
You want to get me? Hold on. Fix me down.
All right. Fix.
Set me down.
Fix Monty Killer.
What you playing?
Fix it up, please.
Don't play me up, no?
Beanie man, you made a guy in England.
You made a guy in England.
So get a bit more, Lord, the sky's now general.
Yes. Francis! Turn up, me up. I wanna do sabotage.
How would
you know? Who would you play with? Yo.
Before Baron, no one make it stop. Somebody not dead, so let's go to the pub.
Man up, yo.
Bullet.
This world, Beanie, your head up, papa. Fishing, you know, say nothing.
Yo, tune for tune, cut
round.
Yo, guns out.
Bantikilla.
Bullet.
Bantikilla, man, I forgot another play. Man, I forgot another play tonight. Me just want to say one thing. Play me tune.
Talk to the man, now I come touch it. Here's a stupid. Lord, mercy.
So let's just continue with the interview, you know.
What's up with you, black man? If you play a beat, that means you're telling me to sing.
Uh-huh.
I don't play it. That means ting. I'm like, okay, here we go. This is what we do. So that's why it's so nice. That's why it was so beautiful.
And even Bounty, when he played that song, he went back and he started dancing and drum like he was in house music.
Yeah, but you see, the problem is the unexpected is the greatest element surprise.
Right.
You know that. You know that. So he never expect me to sing on the rhythm.
Right.
Yeah.
And then now when you execute, he had to come back and sing on the rhythm too, or attempt to sing on the rhythm.
Yeah, but you see, the problem is you can't play house music in my house. This is my house. This is a dance hall. What are you doing? You can't play house music in my house. I'm not singing by me. My house is house music. Mm. How we go in this? Okay. All right.
were you guys shocked that you approached nearly 500,000, that you got a 500,000 people?
No, we were just shocked, please. We came to do the best show, and that's what we did.
And how do you feel now? People are saying it has been the best versus that has been out there since we started.
We came to do the best show.
Okay.
And that's what we did.
You know, as a person who's known you for a long time, who's worked with you all, who's been with you in Japan, all over the place, you know, one thing that I thought about, when you and Bounty stood there together and yeah. all the trials and tribulations that you guys have gone through, right? All the trials and tribulations. Did you feel, how did you guys get to that place? And standing there, after singing the national, after the national anthem is being played, did the relationship with you and Bounty run through your mind like, yo, we've come such a far way, and here we are in front of the world? I mean, at Sting, you were in front of the world a bit, but now you've got nearly 500,000 people watching you in a scenario that is very weird, because we're in the middle of COVID-19 still. People are still down. You've got restrictions in Jamaica. You've got restrictions in the Caribbean. You can't fly out. You can't fly in. Did anything like that go through your mind when you were standing there and making the salute?
Hey, look at me and listen to me. Listen carefully to what I'm saying to you. We're born rough. We're born tough. In tough communities. We was raised up in the roughest community, like toughest thing. So anybody could have said, all right, Beanie Man is gangster, Bunty Killer is gangster. We are artists. And when we go through all of what we have been through, now to reach here at this point, so we can show the people what the music is all about, what dancehall music stands for, is the greatest thing, and it's the greatest honor, it's the greatest respect. Because when we sing, me 80 and no good sitting, when me 80 pass all my mama and missing, you don't want to know what I was doing at that time. Mm-hmm. When we sing, spread the word, Miss Angela, Miss Alva Monday, you don't want to know what I was doing at that time. When we sing, hey, them I watch you, hey, them I chat you, because me don't know which gangster, which tough artist that grew up in the ghetto when I love woman. So I am always the girls I'm sugar. But you have to always be that man that stand up and represent your house. Because you grew in rough times and tough places. So, this is what I want people to understand. When we reach where we are today by singing these songs and winning Grammy Awards and being the DET and being the MTV and being the VH1 and being the radio station talking to you right now, David.
Mm.
It's seriously, it's a long walk. It's not an easy... It's not an easy road, dog. It's a serious thing, dog. It's, yeah.
Did you? I hear some people say that they didn't plan to be around for a long time. I know the background that you come from. You come from a background of a Rastafarian thing. Family, and you were raised. Yeah. You were raised properly. You know, did you ever feel? In any way, shape, or form, when you were growing up, that you would make it to... Some people said they didn't think you would make it to 21. They didn't think you would make it to 25.
Yeah, you see, the life expectation of a kid that born is probably born a 16-year-old. I am 48.
You're 48 years now?
Yeah, I love myself. I know what God was thinking about 1972. Because Bujubantan born June, Bujubantan born July, Bunty Killer born June, and me born August. It's a serious thing.
Wow. very serious. You know. I think a lot of people pause too. When you were singing a song, you were singing a gal tune, and it could be that gal tune could be interpreted as a little bit of disrespectful. And say, you know what, me dash for that tune because. I have my wife and my family in the house. I don't want to go on like singing gal tune like that. There was a tune.
I can't remember,
but you were singing it. You were doing a tune, and one is it there?
Yeah.
Let me, because I have my family in the house. I don't want to come across disrespectful.
Okay, man, yeah, not gal and gal in a
bunga. Right.
Yeah. But it wasn't like that. I'm saying that I am a one burner, regardless of what the song is saying.
Right.
So my wife is right there, so yeah, she alone me a burn with the word concern. So
big up. Yeah. I'm telling you, Beanie Man. So I get what he's saying at where he at right now in his life, and it is a beautiful thing, but he is a big major artist, so let's hear that.
That is a serious thing. If you want to get real,
I think Bounty responded that, yo, I'm not going to that with you because I don't want my girl them.
Yeah, well, yeah, the music is mad. Yeah, Bounty's like, yo, you hear me now? Me have my wife, but me have many girls. Oh dear, and very red. But my wife is right there. What are you going to say? I have many girls too.
You know, I remember you talking about that. I think you grew up in the church, or you grew up in a Rastafarian neighborhood.
I grew up in the church and the Rastafarian.
And the Rastafarian, right. And you would hear,
my mom's Christian.
Right, you would hear all these
guys. Because you got to hear, you got to understand, for those that don't understand the Jamaican clash, you know, Beanie is saying that he's a one burner no matter what he does or what he sings. You know what I mean? So here is Bounty Killer, you know what I mean, burst to what he was saying. So I just want y'all to hear. Yo, they are really.
You know what, Gwang? Lion do the same thing with dog do.
Lion and dog are different species. Yes.
Animal.
Anyway, the girl them. I'm a girl them sugar. They are girl them luga. When they want sweet up, then call Beanie. When you want something beat up, call Bounty. Anyway.
Come on.
spaceship arm. And if you see gun floating her from, when that bad man she make nice like an arm. She's something craving here, she get away from her to run. Craving here, she want to name the stuff he perform. She don't call no fall when me that short me come. The truth me don't mean you no harm. I try to think I can't take a slam and just one done.
That's when I realized it. The music I get it from it. And then everybody I use a weed though. No, like with Shabado. And then everybody I bust pan it. So me I realize it now. Me I figure, you know, deal with what we deal with. Give them what we are deal with. I mean.
True.
Neptune call me. Sap. Neptune call me. And say, Beans, I want to make this song. Me say, which song? Then I say, I got it. I want to do Sim Sima with the girls and Sugar. I'm like, yeah, you serious? And him say, okay, let's do this. I'm going to go to the studio. Me and him there. Me and Pharrell. And we'll work it out and everything. And me, I say, can't work, you know. But you're going to need a girl for singing for it. And him called Maya. From Maya walking.
So, you know.
Right? All these gospel tunes you were hearing growing up. And you took a lot of these gospel tunes and used them as hooks for your songs.
Yeah.
Okay,
what am I going to do? It's the song, it's the music that you grew on.
So give us an example of a gospel tune that you would have grown up in the church that you've used it now for his song.
Oh, I just got ready. Move to the left in the name of Jesus. Move to the right in the name of the Lord. Shake that booty out of your... And say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's a gospel song. But bad man song, I'd be like... I cross the bridge, Debbie knows. So if you cross the bridge, your life gone in a sorrow. And if you cross the bridge, bad man, and if your life in a pain, when some zigzag shine, blood like I run like river, and you will never diss the mobster again. Well, the boy and the man with the Glock, then you with a madman. Your life must be the scratchy while you live too long. No boy, no chat to be any man. All right, good. And we go,
right. Yeah. So, is there anything,
a little bit of rendition, Beanie, again from Beanie Man and them?
That you would want the audience to know. We're on 107.5 WBS. You're no stranger to my show. You've been on here many times. We've got one of the most amazing drops from you. Is there anything about you that you think that is perceived wrongly that you would want the audience to know? Like, yo,
I don't know what people have about me wrongly, you know. Mm. But I know that there's no publicity, which is bad publicity. I am right here. I'm alive. And I can clear up anything that people have about me. Mm. The only publicity is when somebody say you're dead, and you can't come back and say I am not that dead.
When your clash was all over, what did you say to Bounty? What did Bounty say to you?
Are you worried yet? You be talking about you wonder what to see. But when you show some, they will be show you peace. Look into my mind. Can you see the world? Can you tell the tide? Wanna help myself? But if it's up in there, I stick you for your ring. Don't be mad at me. It's a survival thing. Look into my heart. Yeah, how do you feel your fear? Right. Take another look. Right. Can you hold myself? Yeah. Why are you afraid? Oh, how hungry face? Yeah. Or is it this thing?
I'm in up my way.
Look into my eyes. Right. Tell me what you see. Yeah. Can you feel my pain?
Me can't say something. The police them coming here. Me don't know where them coming here for
do. Gonna stop that part right there.
But on the rest, you know, all them a go on a bad man. Them can't get it up. Good better best.
no. Never let it pass, no. But you better think he loved.
He will let them show, no, sir. And if I didn't just be mad, because you're tough, only you know your mouth. Your tongue cut off. Your career will disappear. Your tongue shut off. And be fish to come. When you're back, me free. And you see, when you're back, me ask if he calls in the bus like chins. All of them are dead. We just got things about them bad
friends. Me not like it. Walk up and bury your dead down, please. I'm a bubble jam by your head down. Somebody said, walk up and bury your dead down, please. I'm a bubble jam by your head. Son, boy, you dead. Son, boy, you dead. Son, boy, you dead. Son, boy, you dead. It's a long time me pray to me one every day. Me tell some you to hear that thing. Me 50 caliber we fly through there. Hey,
boy, the 2 feet. We need one man. Them look like
she a coach around 75%. I'll give me quarter. Captain, you don't know what we give you here. This can make the light and cut off me water. Till the king of kings, women know them shall answer. The Lord of Lords, well, I'm a responsor. Till I just run through you, them will walk conquer. Even on the beer and the queen and our daughter. Yes, I'll see you, me know the whole of them after. But them a go down in the flames and water. Right.
Me can't tell you something.
Tell me now.
Remember when you dropped that song, then? Yes, sir, when you go to.
If you do not have a girlfriend, you gotta got two and three.
Let's do this shit.
No man say how. Love girl long, girl in a hungry. Girl from Prima, girl from Jungle. Love girl and none of them must be grumpy. I'll get to you to go for take me example. Love girl long, girl in a hungry. Girl from Prima, girl from Jungle. Love girl and none of them must be grumpy.
I'm trying to find that. I literally only have 4 minutes, guys, so I'm trying. I don't know if I taped that techno beat. There it is, guys.
Crazy man, Chandler. I know she freaky, but no girl can take me stride. No way. Out of all the girls, been around, never once go on down. So I keep on standing up. I see if I'm a everybody. Can I hear some guns?
So that was it. So I'm going to let Davinton, you know, finish this part of it because we only have a few more minutes to get this going. So, I mean, like, I try to relive it because I think it was just so dope. You know what I mean? And I just think it's extra special. Oh, come on. Technical difficulties. But okay, well, since I only have me on it talking, for some reason I can't get the rest of Dabbington interview with him. It was great, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I just wanted to recap it because I think it was just so dope. And then Dabbington did a great job by interviewing him. So, you know, just wanted to share this. So anyway, you guys were front row with Jackie Rowe. And, you know, I just want to big up my country and my nationality. And I think this was awesome. Happy Memorial Day. And, you know, let's all stay safe and get through this whole COVID-19, you know, epidemic. And I will be trying to bring you some more podcasts as I go on. But, you know, I'll be trying to do 20 things at the same time every day. But hopefully y'all can see what I am trying to give you guys, you know, when I do have the opportunity. I really want to get the end of Dab and Levy's video. I mean, interview with him. There we go.
Balance back a thing and smoke some weed and roll back a vibes and
that was beautiful. You know, talking with Dabbington
Levy. Listen, I gotta take another quick break. I've got Beanie Man on the phone straight from Jamaica. I'm asking all the questions. We're keeping it respectful. He's matured. He's matured, and he is turning to a class act. There's nothing that I can say that was negative about the show. The only thing is when the police came in there and it brought it to the next level, because the way how you handled it and what you keep saying, there are two things that came from this. Two things. Then Bounty did something and you go, you're serious?
You're serious? you drop the mic and you're crazy. Man.
Yeah, you're serious. Bounty, you're serious? You're really playing that?
Seriously?
Seriously? Right? And then the other thing that you said was, you don't want to be there. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to
be that guy.
I got a thing for you. You need your next hit record. You don't want to be that guy. That's the hook. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy. You're serious? Listen, in the record, right? You're serious? You're serious? You don't want to be that guy. Hold on, Beanie. We're taking another short break. I'll be coming right back. It's Caribbean Fever, 107.5 WBLS. Beanie Man of the house. You know what? I've got some more questions for you. Let's talk a little bit about new music. Now, it seems to be a different landscape with the artists that came from where you came from. A little bit different from the artists that we have now. It seems like, I remember coming to Jamaica, we go to King Jammies, we go to Bobby Digital, you go to CD and Cleavy, you go to Anka, you go to Gussie Clark, and you ride a whole bunch of different rhythm. That has seems now to have gone out the window.
No, you see, there's no more, like, producers, like, the Bobby Digital. There's no more producers like Dave Kelly. They're all gone.
Dave Kelly.
There's producers, but you know, skies is deep.
So you're saying that no music is coming to you for you to ride the rhythms or do?
No, music is coming.
It's coming to you.
Music, because you can ride any rhythm in it, because you is the artist.
Right.
You are the music. You make the music.
Right. Mm.
So without you, the music can't mix. So you are that guy that, you know, sing the song.
Mm-hmm.
That make the beat sound good. So the beat can be, like, messed up in a million ways, but you can make it sound good.
Right.
In a million ways.
So you
and the beat is nothing.
Do you think that's a negative thing for dancehall, that there's no longer beat shop set up like the Gussie Clarks, the King Jammies, the Bobby Digital?
It's not negative. There is change, and you have to accept changes, you know. But if the guys that taking over the thing could just be a little bit more like the guys that they taking over the thing from,
mm-hmm.
it'll be greater.
Based on what I'm hearing, that the new group, they seem to be, if you're not, like if a guy has a rhythm, he's going to give the rhythm to his friends. That rhythm is not now going to be exposed to lots of other people outside of his circle. While before it was different, everybody came and rode the rhythm.
All right, like one time, you have Penthouse crew. So, you know, so Penthouse have a rhythm. going to be Bojo Bantan, going to be Wayne Wonder, going to be Marcia Griffiths, going to be...
All right, guys, so that's it.
Paris Salmon's going to be...
...for being the best part of Front Row with Jackie Rowe. All